Sinan Lamed Hey, Din Minyan Hashita in the Boisifechot. Nogal Minyan Hashita in Lichta Beshayad Shiva, Shitin Bechoparsha, Mosharosh Arbo Shitin, Vimshina Loy Posal. So the meaning is that the Sharosh, which is one long cloth, each parsha we write them wide enough that in four lines you'll finish the whole parsha. So obviously some of them which have more words will have a wider width, and some which have less words will have a narrower width. And the Shalyah, the meaning is to make seven lines. Okay. Mishabur Sukkot Nalath Nogal, Pia Kabbalah, Biat Sarifim, Ishma Pi'ish. This is the Masorah that we have back to whenever. We don't know exactly when the back of the Masorah is, but we have the Masorah that that's the minute. Dominion Ashitin. The mount of lines. They also have a masara, what words you start with. Each row should start with which words. As quoted in the Torah in the Beis Yosef. The Sefer Mekayoyim, a medatakin betchilas Rosh Hashuras, Meshadim Kasher Yizdam Olehem. The Sefer now, when they do not seem to follow the meaning as mentioned in the Beis Yosef. So they're not necessarily bound by that minig. It was just a different now. What you do want to do is you want to make each one of the lines so that the line should be the same length. We saw before that there's supposed to be there should be columns and clear, very clear beginning and end of each one of the parshias. So sometimes the people who want to try and stick to the Masorah that Rosh Hashuras, so you see as you're going along that to be able to start the next line with a certain word, you're going to have to make this line, the letters, a little bit smaller to fit it in. Or you have to extend some of the letters, make them a little bit longer to fit it in. You shouldn't do that too much, he says. As you go along, you know, it's a little bit you can do, but not too much. So if you want to try and follow the minute as mentioned over there.
So presumably the Masorah represented what was normal at some point.
Correct.
So the kaf got wider, or people didn't write as large? Or
so we don't necessarily have the Masorah in the exact same and the tzura of the size of the letters. V'imshina gemol bein b'shayad bein b'sharosh, whether you change the shayad out of seven or the shayad out of four, it's not ma'akev. V'imein lo the shayad rak klaf kotzer v'orech, so you have a klaf which is narrow but it's long. Because of the fact that it's so narrow, writing it in seven lines is going to cause it to be very, very small writing. Near the Torah Yosel Lashanus Minyan Hashitin, over there, that the Chachilo, under those circumstances, we would tell him to write more than, finish it off more than seven lines. The letters should be a little bit larger. They shouldn't be so small. Because if they're very small, very thin, it's very easy for them to wear out. We notice that when they write these small, the thin writing. Bavon and Senor Rabbim, some Sefer do that nowadays against what they should be doing. Motzi Kama Bakama Kalkulim, there are many problems in their writing. Gam Betchilas Ksivosin, not just at the end of the lines, but just the whole Ksiv itself. So Nitabu Kadina and Machmas Takusa. Because they're made so small, there's going to be problems. The Shatna's gates, on top of the letters Shatna's gates, those seven letters you're supposed to put tagin on top. So they're writing them so small, there's not really room to make the tagin. are so thin, there's not room to make the tagin. The humi din in the Gemara, that's clearly in the Gemara that they used to make tagin, that they're supposed to make these tagin. Now, whether it's makir b'dieved or not, we will see in Siman Lamed Vav. But there are many opinions that hold that it is. You shouldn't buy such parshias. Unless you check them very well beforehand. We ate them because of a parshias, and you also know who wrote them. Why the parshias kailu matzimoy the kosei and hamadayim in the ordem shalyedo klal didn't exceed a stop. They're young men, which they're good at writing small letters, but that's about it. They don't necessarily know the halachas, so you better check it well, and you better make sure that you know who wrote it. That it was somebody who was halachically proper to write it. Okay, Simen Lamed Vav. Sarach ledakdek b'ksivas ha'isius. If they are careful when you write the letters, that none of them should be written improperly. Well, you don't want any letter looking like any other letter. You should make sure that the ksiva has every one of the halachas that you're supposed to, how you're supposed to write them. But many of those halachas, which are that you're, how you're supposed to write them, and I'm not a bit of it, but the vada of the chachila that you're supposed to write it a certain way, and you should be doing that. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Na'alah B'ksivas. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about how you're supposed to write them. Now, the truth is these halachas would apply that you wrote them properly, and later on there was damage to the letter. How would that be? Ayirei Nekev, it got a hole, a kera, or a tor, or tissues, or it rubbed the pasul kadabu simulam bay. So all of those, if the result is that the letter is not written properly, the letter is not written properly. So you want to make sure that you shouldn't lose any one of the tzurah oisius, base tzurah afilu imshinat tzurah hayirak b'mixas ois. Even if only part of the letter is not written properly, you go in shechaser haroshel ha'aleph. The top of the aleph doesn't necessarily look properly. The rest of the aleph is written properly. It's clearly an aleph because there's only no letter which has this line down the middle and something on the bottom. But the top of it doesn't look like a yud. It doesn't look like a yud. So that's improper. A kaitza yud. A shenaga yudehu aleph. Begago aleph. Bekedoyma. The yud. Each one's supposed to stand. They touch in one place. They shouldn't be touching the middle line in two places. But feeling matinak, you create you lois. Even though the child will recognize the letter because it doesn't look like anything else, it looks like an aleph still. But we, like we mentioned before many times, if it's clear to us that this is not the halachic surah of the ois, even though the child will read it right, it's not going to solve the problem. So you don't want any letter to look at any like any other letter. Reisi b'sefer ma'isa rekeach. Ma'isa rekeach is a pirush on the Rambam from one of the gedolim in Tunisia. Mishmur doesn't quote it too often.
You guys lock it up, okay? Shut the lights. Thank you.
Shehevi l'dinah b'shem shuvas maranach siman al shakasam. The feeling imrak mixes ois dinba lois acher posel. See, even if only part of the letter looks like something else, so in conjunction with the whole letter, it looks properly. It looks proper because it can't be anything else. But you have a kuf. So a kuf is made out of a chaf and a nun. So a nun sofis. So the chaf part looks a little more like an everything. It has something on the stomach sticking up on top. It looks a little like a lamed. Then you look at the whole thing, it can't be a lamed. It's clearly a kuf. But that part, which is supposed to look like a chaf, looks like a lamed a little bit. It's sticking up too much. So that's going to be problematic, and it will be possible. The regarly elba simulam base yitches lemash mekain mekain kosher prichadish. If the overall tzura is clearly the tzura of that ois, even though one part of it is not written properly, the Vilna Gaon seems to be meiko. So He brings both opinions. He doesn't seem to say a hachro, but to do the maisa. Now, later on, he will come back to this, and he will mention the actual case that the Vilna Gaon was talking about. He seems to pass the knowledge to Gaon, so it seems that the halacha is he's not being samech on the Gaon halacha lemaisa. Okay, and that's a specific case. He doesn't pass on the Gaon, but it could be the general rule of the Gaon still might be true. So you have to write a b'ksiva tama. Sifkat and Dalad. Shlomer b'ksiva tama, ushtemer b'tmunas ha'isis, kivimah shalom lamadu, mahat talmud, b'kabolas v'shanim, l'piyasoid, k'vur b'vesyos of simenze. So the Beis Yosef really goes through all of the, brings together all of the Gemaras and all of the Midrashim. It's fascinating that a lot of the halachas of Tzuras HaOisius, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet, I think it is, where the Gemara. The Gemara goes through. The Gemara says a beautiful story. The Gemara says that there was one day that the Tinoikis Shabbos Rabin came to Beis Medrash to learn, and there was nothing else. The Rebbe wasn't there.
They figured out the letters,
and they went through the letters. What they mean. So from that Gemara, the Gemara clearly is discussing what the letters look like. So Beis Yosef quotes that Gemara, which is an account of the Gemara. You know, but the point of the Gemara wasn't necessarily to tell you how to write the letters, but you see from the Gemara how the letters looked. So he derives many of the lachas from that Gemara and Midrashim and the Alpi Kabbalah. So, but you know, the fact that the Zohar is telling you that the letter has this thing to represent this isn't really that. The point of the Zohar is not to tell you how to write it, but it's assuming that that's what it looks like. So we take those assumptions as halacha. So. If you're a machine of Mitzvah Ksav, it's you should write Ksivah Tama, but if some of these things are missing, it's not necessarily going to be possible. Hainu shalai kasa t'muna sa'ayis yis kimu amaskarim b'svarim al t'muna sa'ayis miyat sarach. So all of the different chumras that we're adding on are that clearly they had a certain picture how it looked. So that's not ma'akim necessarily b'di'evit. But it clearly has to look like the way the ois was expected to look. Obviously, you can't change it to a different letter. Those clearly are going to be makiv. A dal look like it's not sharp enough. It looks like more like a reish, or a base looks like a chav. Okay. So where's the rule? So at what point do we say this is not Tzuras HaOis, this is just like something on top of the Tzuras HaOis? What do we see as integral to Tzuras HaOis? But Kavanah Kavosh HaKosav and Neder B'Yudah Simen Pei, the Dabar She'en Loit Sharish B'Gemara and Lips Ala Ois HaBurzeh. So the Neder B'Yudah says the rule is like this. Anything which we have, it's derivable from a Gemara somewhere, that is Ma'akiv and Tzuras HaOis. And anything which comes from the other sources is not going to be ma'akir b'di'evit.
Well, and
u'chadei sheyedo hakara eich litoiv l'chadchila. V'gam eza prat yesh lo sharish v'hum ikir t'muna sa'ois shi'a li'kub afila b'di'evit. Because that's very nice that he says that, but you don't necessarily know that. So all of us here which are reading the Mishnah Berurah says, Nadi Yehuda was familiar with all of those. What about us? It's in order that we should all know what to do. I put a special kuntrus to go through these points. What part of the Tzuras HaOis is ma'akev and what is not? And what it's supposed to look like the chachila? While I'm at it already, I'm giving you the source of Oasis. I also gave you the basic rules of Chok Teichus, Look of Gavil, and Shalok Yisidron. So you have upcoming, exciting, he said, we'll finish the Simon, we'll go through the source of Oasis. Okay. Sif Beis. Chol Oisrich Aliyos Gerla Mechot. Each letter has to be one piece. Tasarach liyos benakuda benakuda shalo aleph she kiminyud benakuda shatatel biyudei ashin ra'ayin chariyatzali shiur nogius bois. So all these things which we have multiple parts of a letter, they have to touch the basic the body of the letter. If even one of them doesn't touch, so you have an aleph, you have the line in the middle, and a yud on top, a yud on bottom. The shin has three heads. The ayin has its two heads. The tzadi has its head in the back. Any of those that they don't touch, it's possible. And all of the osius also, part of the letter is not, it's not fully attached, so it's not going to be kosher. The exception is kutz miyaheva kuf she'ein liga haregel begag. I mean, loga is possible. The only exception is the hay and the kuf. Wherever that you do not want the leg to touch the roof, and if it does, that's to make it possible. Every else, it clearly it has to touch. Vav ashin v'ayin kol roshim. Every one of the heads has to touch. Ba'achas. Even if one is missing, it's not touching, it's a problem. Appears, I feel b'yud echem in a shin. The shin has three heads. One of the three is not touching. The other two are touching. So it's no good. Or if there is a point in the middle of any letter where there's a break all the way through. That the top of the letter is not touching the bottom of the letter, so it's going to be a problem in any one of the letters. Shenon Nagaz, it doesn't touch, it's a problem. Filo im uperit hudak, even if the separation is minimal, it's thin. Shen pridosa nikur lehedya, that's not obviously visible. As long as if you look at it, you'll notice it. Well, Mahani can create a tinnik. So we'll call the child. The child, he gets the basic idea. The fact that there's a gap doesn't bother him. He doesn't know that that's halachically an issue. He says, "Yeah, that looks like a shin." Kim shidua hu ha'ois bein litois ba'acher. The shin doesn't look like anything else. The problem is that it's not touching. So that the kid can't help you for. What does the child help? Davkim griusoy machem sheyesh sofek with the moisel lois acher. If you're not sure if it looks like a bays or a chav, so the child will tell you what it looks like. That's when a child helps you. Now, this is all talking about if you don't fix it, it's a problem. What about fixing it? Mahani. So you're allowed to fix it. Now, what about happening to the Shloka Sidran? It has to be in the right order. So the answer is, but we saw before, as long as it has surah sa'is, it's called kesidrin. So even though there's a gap, so it's not kosher, but it's not shalom kesidrin. And there the child will help you. If the child says, I don't know what this is, so then there's not surah sa'is, then it would be shalom kesidrin. The child reads it as the right letter, then it's called ois is there, just with a psul. Ois there with a psul, you can fix. It's not shalak and citron. So we discussed that before. Sometimes, let's say to our, even the child will read it right, but we will read it wrong. It doesn't read, we see that it doesn't look right, so then the invite of the child is irrelevant. These problems in Sursa Ois are relevant both at the time of the Ksiva and later on, as opposed to the Book of Gevil, which we differentiate between the time of the Ksiva and later on. Sursa Ois is always a problem. Is any one of the letters they have to touch properly? The foot of the gimel facing forward, or the part of the pay which attaches in the middle, the foot of the tof, it doesn't touch the top of the letter, so there's a gap in one of the letters. All these will be problematic except for the hay and the kuf over there should not touch. Shein liga. So the chachil ye hefzik b'chtei shodom b'enani yakirenu heite me'al sefer Torah shal gabi bima kashu karabu. So how much does the gap have to be? The chachil has to be large enough that an average person with average eyesight looking at the sefer as he's reading it from this in the sefer Torah would notice the gap. On the other hand, it should not be so far away. That should be the thickness of, if the roof of the letter is 2 millimeters thick, the gap should not be large, not be two millimeters wide. The gap beneath the should not be wider than that. So these should not touch the roof. Begag. Within Hakuf, Birecha, Shebetziroi, and the bottom part also shouldn't touch. Because I feel him Nasa and the Gia Achak Sivra, this is relevant after the Sivra. Because the time of the Sivra, you have another problem. I feel him on the Gia Daka Kachutasar. Even if it's touching just very minimally. In a case where there was a negia, you have a problem of you also at the time of the ksiva, you're going to have a problem of a muk of kvil also, because it's supposed to be all the way around. Now this halacha that he's saying. He seems to be saying, the Moshe of Tishrei points out, he seems to be saying that even if it happened later on and the touching is minimal, but that's considered a problem of touching, is considered a problem. In other words, by the hay and the kuv, if it touches, that's a certain source of ice. So there, you're going to have a problem with Shalakasidron. Now, the truth is, Mishmur said before, the problem is more than that. If it's not called Tzuras Ois, so you can't erase and make it into Tzuras Ois. So you'd have to erase the leg and rewrite the legs. Obviously, it's Shluchas Idrin. Because by the time you erase the leg and rewrite the leg, it's not. So you once you take away the leg, it's for sure it doesn't have Tzuras. For sure, it's missing Tzuras Ois. Okay. That's a Sif Gimel, and then we will. I don't think we're going to get involved. And all of the mission serving was quite extensive. We'll touch on some of it. Let's see. Circle Taya Gishatna's gates. There's a lot you have to put a tagim on top of Shatna's gates. The seven letters of Shinai and Tes, Nun, Zayin, Gimel, Tzadi. The Taya Gishatna's, besides those which you have to put tagim on top, which that's a Gemara. There are other minhagim people have by other letters to put something on top. I feel in Vimloy Tag, I feel the Shatner's gates, Loy Pasa. In the Bidi Eved, even the Shatner's gates, which is Medina the Gemara, it's not going to be Ma'akiv. The other letters, it's not Medina the Gemara, for sure it's not Ma'akiv. But Shatner's gates, which is Medina the Gemara, even that's not Ma'akiv. Okay.
So then, if you're saying it's not Miyaka, then I'm assuming that it doesn't have to be considered either. So in other words, a Sefer could theoretically write everything and then go back and put all the tag in it.
I think so. I don't know if it's a Chachila, but... Yud Beis, L'tayeg, I feel the Sefer Torah, because you have to put these tag in. The Gemara mentions it in conjunction with Tefillin Mezuzos, but it applies to everything also. Tagen Elo, Hem Shlosha Tagen, Ketanim, Medakim Chutasar, it's three small lines, very thin. Skupas al Elo Hoises, which stand up on top of these letters. Echem Yamin, Echem Yisov, Echem Lamala, ones on the right, ones on the left, and ones a little bit higher in the middle. So the way the first shita is that you don't, that the two side ones do not necessarily, they come out from the side of the letter and they don't necessarily, they go out, they don't necessarily go up. But the yesh armim, the shloshim in the malo, we put all three on top, and that's our meaning. We can kavdak who call tag, but tag, each tag is a line. Kach noigim bela rotsis. That's our meaning over here. We make them like a Zion, So when you point this out, you make him like a Zion. So a Zion is a line going up with a little head on top of it. So as opposed to just having a line going up, so there's a little head on top also. And that's he says that is the minute to do like that. Actually, it's we have to make it very, very small. You make them thick, you might lose your tzur size. The letter Shatnas Gatz, Huadin Sari Kavuva Venum Shuta, that applies now in the language in Shatnas Gatz, it wrote the nun, the nun kfufa, but applies to nun pshuta also. You know, just in the mnemonic, it uses the nun, which is part of the letter, but it applies to nun at the end of the letter. And in the mnemonic, it uses the tzadi at the end of the letter, but it applies to the tzadi in the middle of the letter also. V'mhoizu v'sarva lasis tagen chutz mi'oisi es shetnes gatz. Chutz me'elo muskar b'tur b'levu shenoga b'hem ha'sarfer. He made up his own thing. So lo ikim is dakim imakim b'dievir. Ach b'tanai shiyum b'chuborim lo'ois. But in Amakiv, as long as they're touching, okay? So it comes out, we would have thought possibly it's better they shouldn't touch. Probably if they don't touch, so you have line number one, line number two, and you have these things in the middle. This looks like almost like, you know, you're writing some little Zions in the middle. That's a problem. So they have them touching, so clearly they're part of this other letter, whatever it is. It shouldn't be there, but they're not ma'akabit yet. If they're not touching, so you should remove them, because they shouldn't pass the ksav, because there's some letters in between the rows. Even if the right, they were right above the letters of the Shem Hashem, but they're not part of the Shem Hashem anyway. So you're allowed to erase them. Okay. Please don't do this. So where do you put the target? Okay, who? B'shin, with the letter shin, you put on Rosh Hashlishi Shalois, you put on the third head, the leftmost head. Uba'ayim atesu tzari al Rosh Hashmoli, you put on the ayin, the tes, and the tzari, you also put on the left head. Aviyad became b'amsiyosu loy b'sofer, but on the head itself, you put it in the middle of the head, not on the end of the head. The nun, the gimel, and the zion, there's only one head, so that's pretty easy to figure out which head you put it on. Okay.
In the middle one?
You put it in the middle, yeah.
And the shin and the sin are equal?
Yeah.
What do you mean about?
And typically, if there's two heads, it's in the last one, right?
Correct.
What do you mean about on the ions and on the tests as heads?
Ayin tes and tzadi, you put on the left head.
And on the tzadi's head.
Tzadi also, you put on the left head.
What about on the shin?
There's three heads, you put on the leftmost head. Kazar Chayim Hashem, Chubas of Rama. So the Chubas of Rama, it's the Ramanacha Mazayar from Pano. She's there, she's a tag in the front of called Echad Mechaveroi. Keshal Yiru Rak, it's one of Ziyunin. Veloika Ayin Bashin. They have to be separate, because if they're touching towards the bottom, so now it doesn't look like two zions. It looks like an iron. You're putting an iron on top, or you're putting a shin on top, right? So they have to clearly be distinct.
Okay, what letter is that talking
about? Any one of the letters, but when you make one, two, three, so that's three zions. If you have them touching towards the bottom, it looks like you're making a little shin on top.
Perfect. So which one is three and which one is one?
They're all three. All the tagim are three.
Of Shatnas Getz.
Of Shatnas Getz.
But there's others.
Right.
That have one.
Correct. But that's not in the Gemara.
Oh, that's not from the Gemara, the one, the singles?
Correct.
Where's it's Kabbalah?
Kabbalah, it's not true. Well, Kuvahu, this din of that the Tagin, if they're going to be written looking like an ayin or a shin on top, that's ma'akev in your tzuras ois. We got sarshiyu tagin the noigim begufa ois. They have to touch the avachi psulin, because again that'll be a problem if they're not touching. So then there's letters. You have row number one, row number two, and number two. You have these three little zions there. So that's a problem. So that's going to be a problem. You don't have to write the tagin at all. So you don't want to write a tag, don't write a tag. But to write a tag and not attach it, that's a major headache. If the pshas ksiva, they weren't touching, and therefore there's a psul of these letters in between, so you can't then attach them. You erase them. The custom mechadash. You start over again, the whole letter.
What do you mean the whole letter? The letter and
you have to erase the whole letter and rewrite the whole letter with the tagin. Rakim yudinan shiksoven mumcha. If you know that it was written by a mumcha, zlinan shenifrad acher shenita machshir mamshacha elois. That halacha, the Yad Ephraim, at the time of the ksiva, you didn't write it properly, then you can't attach it later on. But if the time of the ksiva was written properly and eventually it wore out, then you could reattach it. So if you know that the person who wrote it was somebody who was a mumcha, we have a right to assume he wrote it properly, and therefore you can correct it later on. So the Yad Ephraim holds its makah, but the Eved, the Mushisrod holds its kosher. If later on they detached, it's kosher. And according to him, if you didn't touch it, you'll attack it now. So he's saying that the Yad Ephraim is understanding that this issue, that there has to be the time of the ksiva, you have to attach it, you can't attach it later on. The Mishnah Berurah ties it into the sugya of, in a case where the letter was written properly, just was lacking hakafas kvil. So you want to go back and erase the place where the two things are touching, and that's the scenario over there, and get hakafas kvil. So you're making a kosher by erasing. You can't do that. Now what you can't do is you can't erase and create a letter through erasing. Here the letter is there. There's a new halacha called a kafas gvil. So you can erase it and address the kafas gvil. It says the flip side of that is over here. The problem that they're saying is that he's understanding the problem is that the chavkila, when you write it, this has to be part of that. The gvil has to be around this ois. So attaching later on means the gvil, it's like it was mukav, it wasn't mukav gvil properly. But if you hold it, you can correct your mukav gvil without rewriting the letter. So here also you can correct this problem without writing the letter, rewriting the letter. Okay. You know what, let's hold it here.
What's this?